Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Órale, the onda this week is pela. It means a beating, a defeat, or an excruciating ordeal. In modern Spanish, it means to peel. In Caló, pela invokes the image of a skull whose flesh has been peeled away. In other words, skull and bones. When you're in a pela, you're at risk of ending up as a skeleton. And who's doing the peeling? The pelona, the peeled one, a.k.a. death. Pinche pela. Remember the pela they put us through in the fourth grade because of the tao thing? Meche asked boy out of the blue when they were having coffee one morning at her bakery and cafe, La Buena Bakery. Boy winced as he searched his memory banks for the tao thing. You have to remember it. It started with us having to memorize poems about children in England, and there was one poem that kept repeating the word thou, and a boy in class said thou, and everybody laughed, and from then on everybody kept saying thou, Meche said. Oh, Simone said laughing. It drove the teacher crazy because she tried to correct everybody and it only got worse and worse, said boy. And there was a boy in class whose last name was Dowd, and even he kept saying thou, 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 said boy between bursts of laughter. And it went on all the way to the sixth grade, with everybody pronouncing everything close to it as thou, like town, down, done, sound, always thou, 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 said Meche, laughing out loud. I just came back from downtown. They went down to the water. Turn down the town. It's too loud, she added. Everybody was doing it, and the teachers started coordinating among themselves to make the students stop, said boy. They once caught me and made me write, I'll go to downtown where the sound of music is found. Mitchell laughed and laughed, and boy joined in. After a long while, she stopped laughing, but tears streaked down her eyes. Look at you, tears coming down, down, said boy. Mitch's daughter, who worked the cash register in the cafe, looked over at them, barely resisting being infected by boys and Mitch's laughter. Those last years of elementary school were a pinche pela because of that, said Meche. They once even expelled me because they thought I was purposefully saying tao instead of down to one of the teachers, said boy. When was that, asked Meche. The week before Easter in the fifth grade, said boy. Really? That's why you ditched me in the play about spring when we were both going to be flowers and it was going to rain on us? Boy pondered the question. I guess I don't remember that, said boy. I was looking forward to it. We were going to wear the same costume and skip around holding hands. But when you didn't show up, I was the only girl who didn't have a partner to skip around the stage with, said Meche, her voice starting to crack. Boys, it wasn't my fault. The teacher took me to the office and then sent me home, said boy. What started out as a humorous conversation had turned dark. Well, now that I know you didn't come that day because you were busted for saying thou, I feel relieved it wasn't something heavier, said Meche after a long pause. Don't give me a pela now, Meche. It happened long ago, and it wasn't my fault, said boy. Yeah, it was quite a pela that day, said Meche, shaking her head.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.